Hang in there, guys. I'm trying to get my open to work.
Tuned into Psychic View with Mona. You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive. You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Hello, everybody. So I'm trying some new technology, as you can probably tell. But what's nice about it is it's allowing me to get prepared for what I plan to launch in August. So just kind of big news, stay tuned. Stuff I'm doing here and coming up is going to be absolutely freaking awesome. So this whole technology thing doesn't surprise me because my friend who does astrology is all about everything moving forward again as of Tuesday. So Tuesday's the big moving forward day, which we absolutely love. So the other cool thing here is that I'm trying this new technology and I'm hoping that it works really well. So you guys are, this program is my guinea pig program. And since I'm not using my usual phone, apparently people are trying to call my landline while I'm trying to do this. So bear with me on that. So I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from the 940 area code. Oh, let's get them on the air. Hello, 940. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tammy. How are you?
I'm good. I'm going to turn you up a little bit so I can hear you better. So
okay.
What's your question for me today?
Well, my question is about bringing some finances in fast and just curious what immediate action I needed to take.
So, you know, my friend has some very sage advice, which when you find yourself in a hole, stop digging. So,
okay.
This is not a time where you try and show off that you still got the money or you still got, you know, it may be a time to make the dollar store your hobby before you go to the grocery store. But what I'm getting
right
here is that's all about the shift. First, you have to decide that you want it. That's the very first thing. Whatever it is, I want X amount of money. That's the first thing you have to decide. The second thing is that it says that whatever's going on with you work-wise, you feel trapped. And that
I do.
August is a deep letting go. Here's the thing, is you're coming up so incredibly fabulous here that you've done a good job working the political environment where you are, but what I'm getting is that the job itself, it feels like the walls are closing in on you. And I want you to plan your escape in August is what this is saying, because it says there's a deep letting go of what you put a lot of time into. It's funny because I see this magnificent card that represents you, and it's saying that you get hired or you get put into a job specifically because you can bring all this great mojo to the table. And then it's like they don't let you do the job. They pigeonhole you, or they have you do just one specific thing because you do this one thing really well. But it doesn't allow you to grow. It doesn't allow you to get promoted. It doesn't even give you kudos. Because when I say you're working the political environment to your benefit, what it's saying is that whoever is your supervisor is taking credit for most of your work.
Right.
So what I'm getting now, what line of work are you in now?
Well, I'm helping develop a nonprofit, so I'm in the development.
Yeah, you know what it's saying? Is though I think that the nonprofit has good intentions, I'm not sure this is your nonprofit.
Right.
That as soon as you, accept that, you've done everything you can. And because, you know, one of the things that I'm a natural at is I'm a natural at fundraising. I'm a natural at getting people to donate stuff for charity events. And I'm a natural at that. I've always been good at that. But I can do more than that. You see what I mean? So what
right.
it's saying for you is it's time to move your mojo elsewhere. And it's also saying that there's somebody, here's the thing. One of the things you're very adept in is you're very adept at staying political with everyone you work with. You allow everybody around you to save face. And what that means is that you're going to get your next job by reaching out to someone from a past job in some way. And I am
okay.
all for that for you. So I want you to think about people that you used to work with that you used to like. And I want you to reach out to them on Monday or Tuesday next week and let them know that you're keeping your options open for the next thing. You're looking for your
okay.
next adventure, because I think you've done everything you can here. And there's no guilt here. It's you've done what you can. That's it. You're done. And it's absolutely okay to be done. Do you see what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so I'm giving you permission to quit.
Okay, in honor.
It actually says that you probably find the job. You find the job here soon. This says you could have an offer within, and this is fast. It's saying you could have an offer within the next 7 days, and then you give your notice and you start August 1st, whatever day August
okay.
1st is. What day is August 1st? August 1st is a Wednesday. So you may be
okay.
starting by the last Monday in July, but it's saying it's time to reach out to the people that you used to work with that you liked, and it's time to have them help you find a job. And that's
okay.
what it's all about for you. So I hope that was helpful.
Okay. It is, and thank
right,
you so
friend.
Much, Mona.
My pleasure. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling. See you later. All right. I'm going to go to area code. Go to area code 702. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hi, this is Brianna.
Hi, Brianna. What's your question?
Well, kind of have a question about maybe the love aspect of my life. Haven't had the best luck,
okay.
and I kind of attract strange ones, and I want to know if like there's maybe someone that's not going to be complete weirdo.
You're funny. You are funny. Okay. All right, let me see.
Well, I've been stalked in the past, but, like, I've been terrified, so I feel like I put up a wall.
Well, yeah. Okay, so I'll tell you how you're probably going to meet this fella, is you're probably going to meet this fella through something connected with spiritual work. You have three incredibly amazing cards in your reading here. You have a card that's called the World in traditional tarot, which is the final puzzle piece being placed where it needs to be. You have a card of working really hard at what you do, and that you definitely are a keeper. You're definitely a catch. You're somebody that would make a great partner. And then the other big card that's in your reading is an extra card of my tarot deck. It's called the Master. It is allowing the flow of the universe to work through you. It's allowing spirit to work through you. Because what this is saying here is that that's what your next adventure is to allow spirit to work through you, and then it guides you to the great love you're looking for. So what's also interesting here is that it's saying the best way to meet this person, and I'm getting Taurus, Capricorn, or Virgo as the person that is coming up in your cards. although he's coming up kind of weird. Is the person that was stalking you before an earth sign, Taurus, Capricorn, or Virgo?
June 20th. That would be...
Oh, that's Cancer. Well, that's Gemini, Cancer, Cusp. Then there's this guy here that he's a little afraid to approach you in a weird way. He just thinks that you're totally out of his league. But that's who I see coming towards you, and it looks like you are introduced to him through friends. Now, this is weird because sometimes I get these two cards together when you get introduced to somebody you already know's brother. So
mm-hmm.
It's someone you already know, and it's their brother that all along just thought that you were cute as a button but never really had the nerve to approach you. It's
mm-hmm.
coming up like that you get introduced by somebody because you already feel safe with your friend, that you end up getting introduced to her brother, and because of that connection, it feels very organic and very real and very safe right away. So that's what I love. So there you go. But love is definitely
coming. Could possibly be someone I already know?
It could be, and it could be somebody that you never really gave much thought to until now. But this is saying he's a sweetheart. He's a quiet one. My mom used to say, watch out for the quiet ones, because they're usually the best catches. So I'm just saying. All right, my friend, thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you so much. I'll see you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 701 area code. Hello, 701. Who's this?
Hi, this is Deb.
Did you say Deb?
Yes.
Okay, what's your question for me today, Deb?
I was wondering what you see for me in terms of I'm making a transition with my career toward the end of August. I have a huge purchase of property coming up, and I've got a couple other properties for sale and to help with that transaction and hopefully get renters in place in this new space that I lease out and conduct my business in. And I'm just wondering what you see for all of that working there.
So here's the thing, is that you have a tendency to do things the hard way. And what it's saying in your cards here is you don't have to do any of it the hard way. So the thing that you're looking to lease, is it looking to lease businesses leasing from you in this space?
Yes.
Okay. Then the more creative you are, the better. And my suggestion would be, is that you offer an incredibly fair rent. Now, you can do this with part of the building, and I'm going to suggest that you do this, is that you can have regular standalone businesses that want to lease a whole space, and they, you know, they do what they do, you know, because you're going to be the property manager too. But wouldn't it be cool if you also leased mini office spaces, like an executive suite, in one of your open spaces, that you turn one of your open spaces into executive suites? Because not only can you make more bang for your buck that way, but all you need is to hire an office manager that shows the spaces and leases it, but that office manager could also act as your on-site property manager. So but they would reside in this executive suite. But if you were to offer, say, a quarter less or a third less than what the big executive suites would be offering, you would fill up that space in a nanosecond, and just the rent from those executive suites would cover the lease payment or the monthly payment on the property that you're talking about. So my suggestion is, Since you get to do it your way anyway, what I'm wondering is that if you had, say, 20, 2025 office spaces that were 10 by 10 office spaces. And people that do real estate independently, people that have small businesses, I actually rent my space from an executive suite, which is part of the reason I'm telling you this. I don't work out of a shop because I don't want people leaving my place like a hookah lounge, right? So, mm-hmm. And it's saying that the more creative you are, that you actually turn it into Deb's workspace, and maybe that's what you call it, is Deb's workspace. You name it after you. And I would come up with some variation of a domain name that went along with that. But if you had 25 offices in this one area that were paying even as little as $300 a month, well, 25 times 300 is what, $7,500?
Yeah, I had an idea. Yeah. I had an idea for a long time. Go ahead.
No, finish, because I want to tell you creativity is your biggest asset right now.
Okay. Well, with that, my idea for several years already has been that I always wanted to have what I would say is called the business center. It's where
mm-hmm.
you have your real estate agent, your insurance person, your investment broker, your accountant, your attorney, all of these different types of businesses all under one roof.
Right.
And I
and
wanted to actually on
like
the billboard, you know, put the business
yeah.
center.
Yeah, you could have an attorney. You could have an accountant. You could have someone that does estate planning. I mean, seriously,
yeah.
The thing is part of the reason why your rent would be reasonable, because you'd have, you know, people could meet people in their little individual offices, but you'd probably have two or three meeting rooms where when clients
right.
came
I'd
in, they would have,
yeah.
right. And then you would have a conference room that might be big enough to seat maybe 20 or 30 people. But
right.
the cool thing about it is that if you create this, not only does it get a lot of traffic, so other businesses that want to be a part of your location would want to, because it would create a lot of traffic. You see what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
you know, the other side of this is you could have one side that's your business center, you know, like Deb Does Business would be a great name for your center, or Doing Business would be a great name for your center. So on one side of the hallway could be this business thing. On the other side of the hallway, you could actually have a salon. And in the salon, you rent spaces to people that, you know, people pay anywhere from $125 a week to $300 a week to have their beauty space. Now, granted, you're going to have to get some extra special permits for these things, because you're going to have running water and all this other stuff. But if people can go to one place, get their hair, nails, and meet with their attorney or their CPA, that's really cool. And if you set it up that things are unique to category, that there's only one business that gets to be in each category, well,
right.
for a real estate agent, for an attorney, for all of those, now they're not competing with each other in the center. They're all referring people to each other. So it becomes
right.
an amazing business cooperative. So I love your idea. I love your idea.
Okay.
It's a good one. It really is.
So
you have a lot of preparation to do to launch it, though. And what I'm getting is that the more creative you are, the more you throw your hat in the ring, the more successful it's going to be. Because, you know, here's the thing, is that, you know, you could even have it so people that need to work out of an office that are working remotely would have their office at your place. So if someone was, let's say someone was a sales rep for a company and they needed just a little mini showroom, like let's say they sold, Craftsman tools, and they would have a mini showroom in their office. So they could bring their clients in, show them some of the new stuff. They could do it that way too. So there's, it opens up to a lot of things. And I love this idea for you. I love it.
Okay.
And it could be something
just
that you
just because
franchise.
It's such a huge. Yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah, you could franchise this concept. Because, you know, the thing is that people are getting way, way more creative about how they do business. And when I decided to become a professional reader, I didn't want to work out of one of those little shops. I didn't think it was private. I didn't think it was professional. I just didn't like the vibe of it. I mean, yeah, it's fine if you're first starting out, you know, and that's cool. I get it. But, you know, but for me, I wanted to have a place where I could meet with someone in my office and that person would be greeted by a receptionist and offered coffee or water. To me, it's just a much more professional vibration. So for you to be able to offer this to people, like you could have a massage therapist that has his or her own office in your business center, because what might happen is at the end of the day, you know, that person might do massages for people that are walking in or even the other renters. So I just love your idea, Deb. I can't poke any holes in it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. It's just a really huge leap for me to, you know, do this kind of thing on my own. So I just wanted to get some reassurance.
But the very first thing I would do is I would call around to those other executive suites in your area, like a Regis. There's a bunch of them. But call Regis and, hey, I'm looking to rent a space about 10 by 10. What's your monthly fee? And you're going to find out that they charge a boatload of money. And if you charge 25% less than that with people signing a two-year lease, you'll fill that place up in a nanosecond. I'm just saying.
But when you talk about executive suite, you're talking about, I mean, maybe I don't even have that in my area.
Well, and see, if you're the first, then you're going to be flooded with people. Well, you still want to find out what the going rate is. You know, you still want to find out. Because executive suites go anywhere from $350 a month up to a couple thousand a month, depending on how much space the person needs. Because sometimes people actually want to put their full office in an executive suite. Because in the long run, they don't have to own a building. They don't have to, it's a year-to-year lease. For them, it's very easy. But I can't spend much more time with you because now it's turning into a full session, and I usually only spend about 5 minutes with people. So I'm going to let you go, Deb. Thanks for the call. See ya.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye. All right. And now there were a couple of – let me go to area code 725. Hello, 725. Who's this?
Ashley.
Oh, hi, Ashley. What's your question?
My question is about my current relationship. I want to know, am I supposed to be with that person? Like, do I stay? Do I go? Are we going to get married? I need to know something.
So, okay. Here's the thing. One of the things that I like about this relationship is that you're at the point right now where you can actually speak the truth about what you want and where you are and where you're going. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're actually at that point right now. What I'm seeing here is that, you're a little afraid and he's a little afraid. And how long have you guys been together?
We met in 2013, but we've been in relationship since August 9th, 2014. We broke up and we got right back together.
Okay. So here's the thing is that he looks at you as the person that he's supposed to be with. What's funny here is he's afraid that you don't look at him that way, which is weird because you think it's the other way. Yeah, it says here that you think it's the other way around. You think he's not committed. Now, I'll tell you, this is not someone that's that much into sex, maybe a little bit more into the cuddling part of it or the companion part of the sex, you know, the more of the bonding, not the actual act. So if it feels like the sexual energy has dimmed, it's not that. I actually think that because of that he loves you more, which is a weird thing for me to say, but that's exactly what I'm getting. So you might think that the relationship's cooled off because you guys aren't doing it 4 or 5 times a week. And what I'm getting here is that that's never been the most important thing as far as he's concerned connected with you. The reason he loves you, and I'm going to tell you this right now, is he views you as his best friend.
Oh, wow.
So here's the thing. If we take the romantic gestures that social media throws in our face all the time off the table and look at this person as a good person, this is a good person. So the thing is here's my question for you. Whether or not you ever got married, would you want to stay with him?
Yes, I want to stay with him, but he knows that, like, I brought it up to him several times, like, mentioning that I want to be married. Like, I want to, he says out of his mouth he wants to get married, but it's like, it does, I don't know, should I wait and to see if he wants to marry me, or is he afraid, or I don't know, but I want to get married later down the road. But it's like I'm rushing him, but I'm trying not to rush him to get to get married, because he doesn't want to rush it.
Okay, here's the thing. If you guys are 22 and 23 years old, I get the whole idea of not rushing. If you're more around 30, 31, 32, it is time to talk about actually settling down. And the reason I say that. Okay. See, usually, here's my opinion, and this is my opinion. The best age to get married, in my opinion, is 29.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is because when you get married at 29, you usually decided what you want to do with your career by then. You've usually gotten to the point where you kind of know what you want in a relationship. And when you get married at 29, now we're talking about having babies at like 30, 31, right? Having babies at 30, 31, that by the time you're in your 50s, the kids are off to college, right? And then you're still young enough to actually enjoy, you know, your empty nest years. Okay. Here's my question. Okay. Is there something you haven't finished? And I'm going to put this back on you. Have you not finished your degree yet? Did you finish your degree?
No, I have all my credits, but I was trying to go back to school because I wanted to join the police academy.
Okay, I love that for you, and here's why. What I'd like you to do is say, this is what you say to him. I am not going to bring up marriage for the next 18 months. I'm not going to mention it at all. This is how you're going to, this is you approaching him. I am not going to bring up marriage for 18 months. Because in 18 months, I'm going to make sure that I finish my degree and I'm going to get hired for the police department. All right, that's my goal in the next 18 months. What is your goal in the next 18 months? You ask him. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he's going to tell you. Now, he's going to be so relieved that you're not going to bring this up for 18 months. Okay? Now, in 18 months, then you say, I have not brought up the M word for 18 months. You're the guy that I want to marry. You're the dude. You're the man. If this relationship is not going toward marriage, we need to break up and we need to make it official. But if this is going toward marriage, you need to go buy me a big old honking ring and propose to me. You just tell him. Because here's the thing, is that in a year and a half, you're going to be 25, okay? And at 25, you'll have your degree under your belt. You'll probably be hired at the police academy. And so everyone knows around you that you're moving forward to a bright future, all right? Because you get hired in the police department, great benefits, great teamwork, excellent, noble career to choose. So what does he do for work?
Yeah, he doesn't work right now. He was working with temp agencies, but we get into it a lot because he feels less of a man because I work and I make more money than him. That's where we bump heads as
okay.
money problems.
Right. And so here's the thing, is what you say to him is over the next year and a half, you're going to decide what you want to do with your career. Now, I have a suggestion for him. He does not like to work for people. He has a real problem with authority because in a weird way, I would call him Mr. Smarty Pants. Like he thinks he knows more than the people he reports to. So
yeah.
Here's my suggestion. I know, but here, and he's not a bad guy. I'm just telling you, he just really, the reason he can't hang onto a job is that he's just not easy to work with. So what I would ask him, and I would ask him this question, because if you ask him, then he can claim it as his idea, and then you can say it's a good one. So you say, honey, have you ever thought about being a barber? Have you ever thought about learning a trade, like becoming a plumber or an electrician? Because those skills, or an auto mechanic, those skills are trainable on the job. As a matter of fact, I know that there's a plumbers association, it's a nationwide plumbers association, that they train apprentices to learn how to be a plumber. And then once they have that skill set, they can get hired at a hotel, they can get hired at a business, they can start their own business. But I get barber with him, which is really funny, that he learns to specialize in men's hair. Now, barber school is very intense, but I think he could do it. So just ask him, have you ever thought about going to a trade school to learn a skill or get hired as an electrician apprentice or a plumber's apprentice or learn how to do auto mechanics? Because that's where he can make some really good money and not have to go to college.
Yeah.
Because those trade workers are just as important as someone that gets – you know, a law degree or someone that, seriously, you know, we all work together here, but I wouldn't marry him now anyway if I were you because he doesn't know what he wants to be when he grows up.
Yeah. So should I sex and all that?
No. What you say is, I am not going to bring up anything connected with marriage for 18 months. Over the next 18 months, this is what I'm going to do. And over the next 18 months, I hope you're going to decide what you want to do with your career. But I'm not going to nag you. I'm not going to bring it up. I'm going to let you decide. Because here's the thing. Now you're holding them accountable. Now, I'm going to throw a wrench in the works, and then I got to let you go. Here's the wrench. Is that while you're pursuing... while you're pursuing all of your career goals, don't be surprised if you meet somebody else along the way that turns your head. That's why I don't want you to bring up marriage for the next 18 months.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye. All right. I've got somebody here. Oh, I'll be right back.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 937. Hello, 937. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Elaine.
Did you say Elaine?
With a Z.
I'm sorry, say your first name again.
Zelaine.
Okay. What's your question for me?
Yeah, like
okay, got it.
Like Celine. Yeah.
Yeah, got it. Okay, so what's your question for me?
I guess I just want to know how my love life will be, just how you see it coming up in the future, like mid-age and kind of, I don't really like to go backwards, but I like to move
right.
forward. So I'm just going to see if there's anything in my future for love. If I'm going to get married again.
Okay, so here's the funny thing about your cards is, and I'm going to say it just like this to you. With a partner, you don't want to be a nurse or a purse. You don't want to be the person that is acting as a mom for somebody. You don't want to be the person that tells somebody what to do. And you're incredibly picky about who gets to be with you. Hold on, I got a little frog in my throat. Hang on.
Okay.
So what it's saying is that you don't want a partner that's a burden. You want a partner that you respect on lots of levels, intellectually,
right.
spiritually, emotionally. And if sex happens to be in there too, that's okay too. But that's not your first priority. Then you have a card that talks about you don't want to end up in a relationship where you feel trapped or obligated in any way. And then you want to make sure that the person has their own money because you've done okay. And I mean, it's not like you're, you know, a billionaire or anything, mm-hmm. but you've done okay. And you want to make sure that the person you partner with is also okay that way. And then it's saying, if you do want somebody in your life, you're going to have to do something about it, which means that you have to do something different in order to be introduced or connected with somebody else. So what it's saying here is that you have this card that talks about you are the queen of procrastination when it comes to your personal life, not in your business life. You're a get her done kind of gal, but in your personal life, for the things that you want, you're a real big procrastinator, according to this. It's also saying that the way to connect with someone that could be a good fit for you would be to do something that either improves you personally or professionally in some way. So I have a laundry list of things I like to suggest to people. One would be learning how to speak publicly and joining a Toastmasters group, which is one of those nonprofit groups that allows you to get in front of groups of people. But the best part mm-hmm. about that is that it's a whole bunch of professional men and women. And sometimes you'll see people that want to take their expertise in their career and turn it into a way of presenting at conventions and trade shows or for training seminars or whatever. And they take up Toastmasters specifically to polish those skills. The other thing is that you're pretty bright, so you connecting and learning maybe how to play bridge might be a way for you to connect. Now, bridge is mostly women, but that's not exclusively women. It used to be 10% men and 90% women that learned how to play bridge. But mm-hmm. now it's more 30% men and 70% women, and the reason why I'm suggesting you do that is that people that play bridge are really fun people. They're just neat people. And the neat thing about that is that you may be introduced to someone through that group and you're more likely to trust them. Now, it's funny. I don't see you joining a bowling league. I don't see you doing a hiking group. I actually see you doing something that hones or I know, right? It hones your personal or professional skills in some way. So, you know, the thing is that if you look on Facebook, there's all these different meetups for learning to do things that you've never tried before. You could learn how to play bridge. You could do, and I don't know, there could be a hearts group, there could be a poker group, whatever it is. It's saying that you've got to do something that connects your intellectual side with the idea of meeting people. So it could be that you join a creative writing group, or you actually start taking a class. But anything that improves you professionally or personally, that something, it would surprise people if you told people you did that. Like there's a woman that I know that is she's a nurse, but her passion is ballroom dancing. And so what she does is any possible time that she can go and do one of those dance socials, she does it because it hones her dancing skills. Of course, I tell guys all the time, if you really want to meet lovely women, learn how to dance professionally, because there are more women you know what to do with wanting to dance with you. So, but what it's saying here is that you've been feeling a little stuck, my friend. And so we have to do something that's a little out of our usual stuff in order for the right person to step into your life. Do I see you meeting somebody? Yes. But unless it's the UPS guy, he ain't going to come to your house.
Wow, you're spot on. Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay. My pleasure. And by the way, how did you find my program?
I just go to Blog Talk sometime and just check it out. Today's just one of those days that I did.
And I happened to be live, and you went, okay, I'll give her a shot.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you for your call. Talk to you later.
No problem. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 202 area code. Hello, 202. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. What's your question?
So I spoke with you a couple weeks ago, and I didn't have a job. I had quit my job, and you told me I was going to find the perfect job, and I did.
Yay!
And, I'm so excited. So my question is, like, I feel like this is just too good to be true. I'm so happy. It's just a great job, and I just want to see what you think about this job.
First of all, I love this job, and here's why I love this job, because it feels like the door flew right open for you, and you just stepped through. The thing is that what makes you a little nervous about it is that you've never done a lot of the stuff in the job before, and all I want you to do is act like you're an apprentice.
Okay.
So whatever you don't know, just be all in with the good attitude and just jump in. Because according to this, this was the best job you could have snagged. It's awesome. I mean, you have this huge card that's in traditional tarot, it's called Justice. In my deck, it's called Breakthrough. And what it means is that you have literally broken through your own glass ceiling in a way with this job. And now all I want you to do is I want you to be a sponge. I want you to learn everything you can. And if you can learn other things from other departments, learn that too. Because all this says is that there's a huge amount of growth here for you. Now, the company that you get hired by, do they have tuition reimbursement?
No.
I'm sorry. Here's the thing, is I want you to keep sharpening your skills. And it could be that they might pay for certain things if you decided to get involved in them. Like if you needed to brush up on it. Okay. I want you to take as many classes as you can possibly stand to make yourself the best employee possible. Because what it's saying here is there's something about you being at this job for 2 years, and then there is some sort of huge promotion for you.
Oh, wow, okay.
But It's a great job. Thank you for the update, Jackie. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, gal pal. Talk to you later.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
All right, bye. All right. Got somebody here from the 780 area code. Let's get them on the air here. Hello, 780. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. Thanks for taking my call. Jay from Canada.
Oh, hey, Jay from Canada. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, it's been a little bit of time.
What's your question for me today?
Yeah, I've I lost my mother to cancer in April, and I lost my best friend just about a week ago. I went to this funeral.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, thank you. It's been quite the emotional thing, you know, trying to cover with my mom's loss and then my best friend for a long time and going to his grave and just being with the family for that grieving process. it's been quite the...
Okay, I'm turning your cards over here before you're actually asking me a question because the very first card that came up in your reading is a card called Sorrow. In traditional tarot, it's the Nine of Swords. In my deck, the actual keyword is sorrow. Now, here's the interesting thing about your friend. Your friend had such a dynamic energy, and he's showing up smack in the middle of your cards here. And he's going to be coming to you over these next few months in your dreams, because it's almost as if you pick up the torch of what his passion was to move forward in some way in a business. It's almost as if you have, because this friend has passed, it's almost as though you have this direct line to all the knowledge in the universe through your friend. And it's also talking about developing your own intuitive gift to the level where you actually start out by using lucid dreaming to connect with him, and that it will turn into something huge for you over the next 3 years, because all of these events that have happened with you, losing your mom, losing your friend, are all supposed to make you sit back and concentrate on your own intuitive gift. So what's your question?
That's kind of my answer. It's like it's been quite the process of going through those energies. I mean, just what kind of gifts? Is there anything that comes up with the? Is there specifics on those gifts, or how could my friend be a catalyst for me going into to do those things?
Here's the thing: is that if you were to take this gift to a society accepted professional level, and I'm going to say it that way specifically, it would be that you decided to become a psychologist or a grief counselor or someone that actually guides people through one of the hardest things in their life when they've lost somebody. But what's really interesting about this with you is that it's talking about I would get yourself some books on lucid dreaming, L-U-C-I-D, lucid dreaming, where you learn to create a safe space to not only call your friend to you in your dreaming state, but also call your mom to you. But the person coming up in your cards is not your mom. It's your friend. And he is coming up as such a dynamic force in your reading that it's saying that it's like he can't wait to talk to you and that he's okay and that you're going to find out he's okay through something you get initially through your dreaming state, which is part of the reason I want you to prepare for it. So when I say it could be that you teach people down the road how to do this, but right now it's going to be your experience through this grief and through this transition that you've been going through specifically to connect with this friend. It's interesting because the first card in your reading is sorrow, but all the rest of the cards are talking about you realizing your potential, you connecting with your friend, your sense of celebration and love, and that knowing that the energy never dies, and that it actually taps into your intuitive abilities, Jay. So it's saying what started as a catalyst of sorrow is actually turning into a reason for you to actually have more purpose to your life. So to me, the way I'm looking at this, this is all good.
Hmm.
It's all good.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much for the messages. Thanks, Simona. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 520 area code. Hello, 520. Who's this?
This is Lisa. Hi.
Hi, Lisa. What's your question?
Well,
you got to do it quick. Sweetheart, I'm at the end of my program. What's your question?
Is the second job going to level out the energy there? The owner became angry with me on July 4th when I went to work there.
Okay, your owner is kind of, he was afraid to hire anyone in the first place for this job because he's very picky about how things are supposed to be done. So all I want you to do is take a step back and regroup that you're supposed to be here for a while. You're not supposed to go anywhere. It's not saying that you're supposed to up and quit. The thing is that I'm seeing two personalities clash here, but all you have to do is say, show me how you want me to do it. Maybe not quite that directly. Just say, I want to make sure that I'm doing this the way you'd like this to be done, and whatever it is. And then wait and see what happens in 3 months. It says, do not make any knee-jerk reactions now. If you want to change jobs, I would target 3 months from now, like October, November, as opposed to just up and leaving, because there's something here you need to learn. And it's saying that you're more upset about it because he's already over it. So
okay.
Whatever that thing was, this says he's already over it. So you just go in and you do your thing, and then whatever you can do to be like the super-duper team player, do it. Even if it's making your famous oatmeal cookies and bringing them in on Monday, whatever it is,
right.
Whatever you, it's just saying he's already over it, okay, and he's already calmed down, so you don't go in and stir up trouble, okay?
Okay, great.
All right, gal pal, I got to go. Thanks for the call. See ya.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom App will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or the Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.